possible today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I also bring you warm greetings from His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio. Let me start by saying that it is my firm conviction that this meeting will definitely provide an enabling platform to map out a national pathway in tune with the Global Compact Conference slated for December this year in Morocco. As you are aware, the Global Compact was born out of the desire to improve the governance on migration and address its attendant challenges vis-à-vis its contributions to sustainable development. We acknowledge the efforts made so far at the international level, including consultations, stocktaking, and intergovernmental negotiations to build partnerships involving countries of origin, transit, and destination. This particular compact should continue to underpin our collective commitment to strengthen cooperation on international migration, which has been part of the human experience throughout time. We endorse the need for a comprehensive approach to optimize the benefits of migration, as well as addressing the risks associated with the phenomenon. In this vein, we underscore the importance of the shared responsibility, and I repeat, the shared responsibility of all stakeholders to protect the human rights of migrants all over the world. The challenges associated with migration remains worrisome, especially for our youth, women, and their children, who often encounter tremendous hazards in their bid to move across borders, mostly in search of jobs and in pursuit of their dreams to lead better lives away from their homes. The illegal cross-border migration over the Mediterranean and the dangers associated with it cannot be overemphasized, and we've heard that from my colleagues here today. Ladies and gentlemen, as part of the objectives of the Global Compact on Migration, it is the commitment of the government of Sierra Leone to create conducive political, economic, social, and environmental conditions for our people to lead peaceful, productive, and sustainable lives, to deter the desperation compelling them to seek livelihood elsewhere. That is why, under the new direction, we are committed to investing in the human capital development of our country. We have to invest in our youth, representing 33% of our population, but nearly 70% of whom are unemployed. We have to focus on tackling the root causes of asphyxiating poverty and social inequality. We have to ensure that we strengthen the governance structure so that ordinary people in our country can believe in government, can increase their level of trust, and ensure that we deliver on the promise of making sure that this country becomes a better place for all, and as such, make it less likely for people to live out of desperation. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I am sure our deliberations today will provide a blueprint not only for the expected conference, but also our respective roles in effectively managing the phenomenon for the benefit of all migrants, including Sierra Leoneans. Cognizance of the EU's activities to promote migration management in the sub-region, and we heard a lot about that from my best friend here, Ambassador Pence, today. I am particularly thankful for the organization's support to various migration efforts in West Africa and across several countries in the world. However, we are concerned that Sierra Leone was left out of the EU Trust Fund on Migration. Considering the challenges in managing Sierra Leone's migrants in distress in different parts of the world, of which the IOM here has been very supportive at the request of the government of Sierra Leone, I would like to seize this opportunity to request from our partners, including EU, for more support to complement the effort of IOM. We say this because it is in our firm conviction that in working across different entities, we're able to handle not just the flow, but the management of that flow, to make sure that the dignity of all migrants is always respected. Once more, ladies and gentlemen, as the Global Compact expresses the collective commitment of member states of the United Nations to improve the cooperation on international migration, which can be a source of innovation and sustainable development for us all, We look forward to sustained support and fruitful outcome of this meeting. At this juncture, ladies and gentlemen, let me avail myself of the opportunity to formally declare this forum open. I wish you all a fruitful deliberation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the first part of this program, and we can